This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Happy St. Patrick's Day. This is the Paul Parent Garden Club with your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
The bright, blessed day.
I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer your gardening questions at 855-660-4261. We're going to go right into the phone line. So, Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Mike in Hudson.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Mike here. How you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
All righty. With the warmer weather, I've had an opportunity to kind of go out in the yard and survey the winter damage, and I noticed that the deers, for the first time in 20 years, have discovered some evergreen plants that I've got on the side of the yard, the yew plants.
Yep.
And they're only about 2 foot tall, but extend about 4 foot in diameter. And went out there, and the tips are eaten off, and all the green is pretty much sucked off the branches. And I'm wondering, do I have a chance for these to come back, or do I cut them back, or do I pull them out and replace them?
So there's green still left on the plant?
I'd say about 30 to 40% green.
Okay. Hey, so there's still a chance because it is still living. To do some of this. So, you know, I'd cut it back to where there's the more prominent green growth on the yew. So the deer probably eat right from the top and have eaten that way. Did they eat the sides as well? They eat basically all the way around?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it looks like, you know, somebody, you know, like they just gnawed on the branches themselves, and you can just see the greenery is just eaten off the sides as well. So.
Okay. Yeah. So if there's some green growth, it does show some hope to it. The only problem is they've been there once before. They knew that there was food there, right?
Right.
And they're gonna. They might just keep coming back if you were to plant new, et cetera. So it's one thing you could start over, get some new ones in there, or see what you can do. Throw some Holytone on them this spring to really build them up. The Holytone's for an evergreen type fertilizer for something like the yews, which have the acidic soil. You can use that to help rejuvenate it, to push its growth. Cut back some of the gnawed-on branches, if you will, back to some of the green, so it's not just a branch, to see if that will help it. But really take a look and see, you know, product-wise, what else you can do to keep the deer away. You know, there's a number of things to do. Can you plant something else in a different area to pull them towards that, or plant something in that area such as certain fragrant type herbs like thyme or something along those lines, like a creeping thyme might be nice to put in the area. Something that the deer don't like. They don't like that smell of it either. So maybe that pulls them away from there, or using a product. You can use a product out there. You know, Bonide has some great products, deer and rabbit repellents. Deer and rabbit usually go together, and then all your other animals that, you know, you're trying to repel going to another product. When you look at deer and rabbit, they kind of go hand in hand when it comes to repellents. There's also a company out there called Everguard Repellents. My father had been working with them the past few years, and I just actually talked with them this past week. So they have some great repellents. You can find those at garden centers or calling them. But they actually even have companies out there that they're working on who will use their product to spray your yard. So that's an opportunity. But once you fix the ewe, it's about what else you can do to keep the deer away. Because ewes and arborvitaes are like deer's favorite plants. And, right. And hostas. Hostas are real easy to do. So, you know, you can almost take hostas and put them in the woods, you know, far away, and maybe they'll go there versus towards the house. You know, maybe that's worth a shot. But it's about what you do afterwards with them, because I think you might be able to get these to survive. It might take a couple years for them to really show the growth that you're looking for. But you could do it. It's about taking care of, you know, protecting them at other times, later on in the season. And, you know, as I said, there are other plants you can plant in the area that are deer resistant, if you will.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
thinking you're probably going to go down that path. So rather than putting a candy store in my yard for them.
Yeah. Well, so the thing about deer resistant is, though, there's always, and I've seen this in a few articles more recently, because, you know, you can't just put something that everybody says, oh, these are all deer resistant, and then all of a sudden one person, you know, starts to have certain plants eaten in their yard that are deer resistant. There's always an opportunity for a deer, if they're hungry enough, to eat any plant. Just remember that. But stick with some of the deer resistant type shrubs and trees, you know, annuals, perennials. That will really help you go on that. There's a great website that I visit often called The Spruce, and it usually has some great lists of what you can do that are deer resistant, the plants. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, and I don't want to, you know, name a few. I can name easily the ones that they love. I'm just trying to think in my head which ones are the most deer resistant. What I can do is that I have an article saved on the computer somewhere that has what plants are deer resistant, and I can talk about that on the other over after the break. That way, okay. You have some ideas of what to do. For some reason, I'm drawing a blank at the moment. I can't think of it. That's not like me. You know, I know if you're looking at perennials, don't look for daylilies or hosta. Daylilies and hosta are their two favorite perennials. Again, arborvitaes and yews are their two favorite shrubs / tree. So kind of, if you're looking at that, kind of stay away from it. Are you looking for, when you put the yew, are you looking for like a hedge type plant? Is that what you're looking for?
Nah, I mean, I have a dogwood in a planting bed, and the yews were just kind of a border plant just to accent it.
Okay. Yeah, if you go with, like, putting in an area maybe some hollies, go with the American hollies because of the way the leaves are. They have a little bit more of, like, almost like a pointer at the end, like a needle on the on the leaves themselves. Don't go towards the Japanese holly. The Japanese holly are more easy to eat for them. They're more, like, they don't have those thorns on them, so they can just chew on them without a problem. You could also go with some azaleas. There are some azaleas out there that deer do not like. If you're looking for accents, you could also do some junipers, maybe some upright junipers or low-growing junipers. The juniper is just hard to chew on for a deer, so maybe that's something to put around there. They have them in all different colors.
Right.
You can also look at cypress. They have a great gold leaf, gold thread cypress that, you know, if you're looking for like an evergreen, it's going to stay that color, but it's going to be nice in the fall to look at. It's going to be nice in the summer, nice in the spring, nice in the winter because of the color. So you're getting, you know, four seasons versus, you know, just a green. So maybe that's one to do. There's just a couple options. And like I said, I'll try to get a list together a little bit later on after the break and see what I can get for you.
Excellent. All right. Appreciate it.
All right, Mike. Good luck. And keep us posted on how it goes.
Okay. Thank you much.
All right. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer your gardening questions. So give us a call. You can go onto our website. Sign up for that newsletter. We're still sending out newsletters every Thursday. And go to our website at paulparent.com. You can scroll all the way to the bottom. There's two spots there. One, you can sign up for the newsletter. And the other one, you can send us an email with a question you have. And I see them all during the show. I've got about four or five different websites open with, so I can get emails, etc. Got the newsletters up, that type of thing. But if you're having a problem getting the newsletter, you can always email us. That email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And I'll forward it on to my mom. She's the one who takes care of the newsletter and gets it going out there. She's the woman behind the scenes who does a lot for our show here. So we'll get it to her and see what we can do to take care of you. But our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And 855-660-4261. And on the other side of the break, more questions, more answers for you. We'll be right back, guys.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking about some deer-resistant plants. I just wanted to reiterate a couple things. Plants that deer do not usually like are poisonous-type plants, fragrant plants, fuzzy or thorny plants, and then they definitely don't like bleeding hearts. That's one of the big ones there. We can go over some different trees and shrubs, but a few of them that I already had mentioned, but we can add, you know, a lilac, the common boxwood, not certain types of boxwood. Some they will eat. Beautyberry and forsythia for some shrubs. Let's go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Pat in Norwell, Mass.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I was wondering if I could get your opinion on using landscape fabric in a vegetable garden.
Yeah, no, I think it'll work. I definitely do. My father used to use it all the time in certain areas of the garden that, you know, to try and cut down some of the weeds.
Right.
You know, definitely lay it out first and then cut in where you're going to plant. So it's a small X. You know, you're going to notice that's where, you know, some of the weeds are going to come up, but it's going to hold back a lot of it. Just make sure, you know, you get the entire area, pin it down with what they call like sod staples or landscape fabric staples. But I definitely would like to use it. You might end up having to water a little bit more just because if there's no weeds or anything growing on it and it's black, the sun's going to hit the black and heat up. So, you know, you might need to water a little bit more often, but it's going to hold down. It's not going to hold down every single weed, but it's going to hold down the majority to give you a fighting chance to really be able to get into the garden a little bit better. But I definitely recommend using that.
Now, does that, I think it's plastic, right? Does that outgas?
So there's a plastic one, then there's a fabric. There is a fabric one that I would recommend that is breathable and allows everything to move through that way. I think it's I can't remember the percentage, but you know it's a woven fabric, that is right. tight so the weeds can't go through. But, you know, air will flow through, too. So you should be fine with that.
And to fertilize, I just fertilize in the little hole that I've dug for the plant.
So, you know, start with, like, a starter fertilizer, like a Biotone starter in the ground where you dig the plant. That's going to be your first fertilizer. And usually from there you can use, like, a liquid fertilizer. You could, you know, use, Peters has a great one.
I like the fish, Neptune's
Harvest.
Yeah,
from Neptune's Harvest, definitely. That's great. So you could try those. Those would definitely be worth it. And that's a, you know, right watering in the plant. So you're not worrying about cutting any of that weed fabric around. You know, the only granular maybe you use is that Biotone early, and then stick with the Neptune's Harvest product. They do a great job with their products, especially for vegetables.
Put the Biotone down before I put the fabric down and cut the hole?
No, so put the Biotone in the hole for the plant that you're putting in. You know, you won't use a lot, maybe like a pinch. Especially if it's a small, like, tomato, let's say, that's coming out of a six-pack. You don't want to use too much, but you use a little bit in it. There are companies out there that do have, like, Biotone mixed into their compost. I know I work for Mahoney's, and we have a compost planting mix that actually has Biotone mixed into it already. So all you would have to do is add some of that compost to the soil when you're planting.
Right.
So you could do it that way. Or just, you know, like I said, a pinch of the Biotone to start. And then work your way with the liquids. And just make sure, and I'm sure you know, make sure you use all of the liquid that you use with the Neptune's Harvest. Because if it sits there for a couple days, it smells like a beach.
Yeah, I know that.
So, but I'd definitely be using that weed fabric.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day. All right, guys. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. The other side of the break, we'll answer more of your questions with the long segment coming up so we can answer as many as possible. So give us a call, and we'll help you out with what we can. And we'll see you on the other side of the break.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand of New York has made it official. She posts a video this morning that says she is running for the White House in 2020.
Our anthem calls America the home of the brave. The lyrics first pose it as a question. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave? It asks, will brave win? Well, it hasn't always, and it isn't right now. Brave doesn't pit people against each other. Brave doesn't put money over lives. Brave doesn't spread hate. Cloud truth. Build a wall.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden makes a slip of the tongue at a Saturday appearance, suggesting he'll be announcing soon.
I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United... If anybody who would run...
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s.
But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Answer some of your garden questions today. We're going to go right into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Pauline in Massachusetts.
Pauline, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I did it. I don't know. I think I did a stupid thing a few years ago in my garden to prevent weeds. I put Preen down.
Okay.
And since then, the garden has not been growing very well, even though I put fertilizer down.
Now, so the Preen, you know, should be have dissipated through the system at this point. Is this a veggie garden or is this a?
Yeah.
Okay. So, have you?
Gone now?
It should be. It usually only lasts a season, if not, you know, a little bit longer, but it should be gone at this point. What, have you done any crop rotation where you put the different things in different spots in the yard, in that veggie garden?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you did some of that work with that to do it, also try to really take a look at the soil and see what's going on there. You could do a soil sample. I know it's a little harder than most. So you can get a soil sample right now through Natural Alternatives. They're doing a free soil test where you can send it away and they can tell you what's going on underneath there. Maybe there's something else going on with the soil.
Okay.
You know, if you're not successful with it this season, you know, if you don't want to do that, you know, that's fine. But take a look at the crop rotation. See if you can fertilize just on the plants themselves. See if you can, try to get the biggest as you can as you're putting them in there so they're established, and keep watering them and make sure that, you know, works for you that way. But I definitely think the Preen is out of the system, especially if it's been 2 or 3 years.
Oh, great. Another question I have is, I have a poinsettia.
Okay.
And the leaves are still full, and it just looks beautiful, and I don't know whether I should cut it back or not, but it's...
Now, poinsettias, they usually need, they usually need that... dormancy period during after it's done blooming, etc. It's going to start to lose some leaves and head that way. I wouldn't cut it back. You want to have it have that darkness for about a month once it's started to go by, and it's more of like a 12 hours of darkness per day, maybe more. You don't want to keep it in a sunny area. You obviously don't want to overwater. You kind of want it to keep dormant. You don't want it to just stay out in the sun, etc. You want to let it go through its cycle so it can come back and grow some more for you.
Should I stop watering it?
So you won't water it as often when you give it that dormant period. So maybe once or twice during that month period. You don't want it to completely dry out, but at the same time, you're trying to allow the plant to just go back into its, into the plant itself, into the root system, and rejuvenate. So water just a little bit, but nothing crazy.
Okay, so I just put it in the dark.
Yeah, so, that way it will come back fresh. That way it's not just, because the idea of a plant is to usually go to seed. And so it will, once it's done flowering, then it'll be a seed, and then it usually doesn't come back. And so that's why you want it to just go into that dark room, get that dormancy period so you can rejuvenate it.
About how long would that take?
The overwintering or the dormancy period is about a month. So maybe a little bit more than that. I'm trying to think if that, what else you can do. It's like I said, you're really trying to have that dormancy period so it will so it can rejuvenate and rebloom next year for you. You don't want to go heavy on any of the fertilizers right away, but right after it comes out of the dormancy period, then you can start with some fertilizer to get some growth, to get some leaf growth, etc. Maybe start off little. Don't go like a heavy dose. Start something small that way with the fertilizer. But it doesn't want to have full days of sun. It doesn't want to have all day. You want to, it wants to have that dormancy period during the winter.
Okay. That's great. Thank you very much.
All right, Colleen. Good luck with everything.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. A Spomore Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plants, but light enough to give roots and perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus Mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables, and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of a complete line of all-natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Chris in Pocosset. I always say that wrong.
Yeah. All right, Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I was wondering if you could recommend some bushes and maybe perennials for mostly shade. I probably get maybe 3 hours in the morning for sun, and then maybe 4 hours in the front of my house for sun. So I was just wondering what you could recommend, maybe types of hydrangeas and
okay,
low bushes, not yep. Real high. Okay.
So if you want to look at, we can start with some of the small, like, perennials. If there are some hellebores out there that enjoy it, Bleeding Heart is another one. Hostas, of course, hostas love the shade. Columbine is one that will take some shade there. Heuchera is another one that comes in, you know, it's meant more for its leaves. The different colors, there's tons of different colors of it, purples, reds, greens, variegated. Those are some nice ones to do, and also some astilbe will enjoy the shade in the shade areas. So that would be some of the some of the perennials that you could use in that area. Some of the shrubs, you said you were looking for hydrangeas in particular, right? Okay, some of the hydrangeas that you could be looking for would be the Incrediball would do well there. It's a white flower, but the size of the hydrangea flower is probably could be like a foot around, hence they name it Incrediball. So that's a good one to have in there. Annabelle hydrangea is one that you could be using in the shade. If you're looking for some like foliage type plants, you could use Lacothaway. That's a great one. It's not only like in the green. There's one that's called Rainbow Lacothaway that has like a variegated type leaf to it. And it kind of droops over. There's a juniper type. It's a microbiota. It's a cypress. It's a Russian carpet cypress. But that likes the shade. There are certain types of rhododendrons, like the maximum rhododendron loves the shade. There are calmias that like the shade. A calmia has... It's a different type of flower where the flower is not always like right on top. What it is it kind of droops underneath some of the leaves. So it's different and cool to look at. They have some really small ones. They have one called an elf, which is a small one that you could put in the gardens. And then there is a type of holly. It's a Ilex glabra, it's an inkberry. It's an inkberry. The shamrock inkberry would be one, and then the straight inkberry itself would love the shade in those areas to cover up some areas. So those are just to name a few. There are more out there that we could go over, but those are some pretty ones that I like in particular.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris, and good luck. Okay, let us know if we can help any other way.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And not sure if I heard you correctly, Nathan, if we had any calls left or not.
Yes, we do. Ron is in Manchester.
Ron, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Got a little bit of a lawn problem, and seeing that the snow is melting, I'm starting to spot the problem already.
Great. Well, okay, not great, but...
Yeah. Several years ago, in order to try to thicken up my backyard, I bought some inexpensive seed, and it seems that it was loaded with Poa annua. And I've been fighting this now for several years with products like Tenacity and everything, but I eradicated from one space, but it seems to pop up all over the yard everywhere else. I've been bagging it when I mow and everything, but I just can't seem to get this under control. So I'm going to hang up and listen to your response on this and see if you can give me any ideas how I could get a hold of this stuff and eradicate it.
Well, so real quick, the first thing, you know, the only way to really get rid of the Poa is probably to move somewhere. It's one of those weeds that is just, it's a grass. So don't get me wrong, I've seen grass out there. The Poa trivialis can be used as a grass in very, very shady areas. So Poa is used as a grass as well. So it's kind of hard to kill. You can't use, you know, a broadleaf weed killer on it. It's not
right.
One of those ones where you can just, you know, get an all-purpose weed killer and spray the lawn and it's going to be gone. Unfortunately, the only way to do it is just to kill the whole area. That's the easiest way to do it, to eradicate that entire area. Or
you're talking about Roundup?
Well, you could use cleanup. You could use some of those products, but they do have some organic products to use. Bonide has Burnout is a really good one.
Yeah.
That is organic to spray on the area. And say you've kind of brought it down to one area, just for you know the sake of argument. If
yeah.
you brought it down to one area, you know they're going to have chutes that go underground, so you're going to want to go out. You know, maybe a foot wider than where the POA is.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about probably 2,500 square feet, and it's in patches all over the lawn, so that I'll have to just eradicate the whole grassy area. So with the stuff you're talking about, it's going to kill all the grasses, right?
Unfortunately, and that's really the only way to really get it, because it is a grass-type weed. It's not
okay.
that easy to kill it in the lawn, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, thank you, Patrick. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Ron.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries. Roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps. So your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Compliment
supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Go right into the lines. Nathan, who's up next? Here we are. Marion in Columbia, South Carolina.
Marion, welcome to the Paul Farron Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Hey, Patrick. How you doing this morning?
Doing great.
Patrick, doing better than I deserve. Patrick, I did build a house out in the country, and the ground have a lot of rocks. And I want to know what type of fertilizer I need to use to make my garden grow. It has done decent, but not as good as I like it to do.
Now, have you added any compost or anything along the lines of that?
No.
So that would be the first thing I'd start with is adding compost to the garden, maybe a couple inches of it. You probably already start. Have you started growing anything outdoors yet? It's probably a little too cold still.
No, if the ground is too cold, I think I'm waiting till after Good Friday.
Okay, so what I'd like to see you do is, you could do this now, is get some compost delivered. You know, say you have a big garden, and put a couple, 2-3 inches of compost on the top of the soil. And, you know, mix that.
Go ahead. Can I mix it up in the soil?
Yeah, mix it into the soil, because the organic matter is going to help promote the growth of the plants as well. It's not, you know, it's almost like it is a fertilizer in essence. It's you know, compost that's going to be helping through that. So that's going to be your step one, because you're going to want to do this almost, you know, every year, to add some of this compost, especially where you're saying it's very rocky, because you want to add some of this organic matter to get the soil thicker. Like that. Okay, so from there, what you're going to want to look at for fertilizers is, for the individual garden plants that you're putting in there, maybe I'd like to see you use a Biotone starter when you're starting to fertilize. That's an Espoma product. That's a great little product that will help with transplant shock, or, you know, starting up like a seed, that type of thing.
Okay, so Biotone starter. Okay.
And that's from Escoma. Okay. That's a really good one. And then from there, take a look at, you know, liquid formulas. There's a liquid formula out there from Massachusetts area called Neptune's Harvest. That's a really good product to be using on vegetables. It's fish that is left over. So this is a fish company that's created fertilizer to go with it. They use the fish for the fillets, and then they use everything else that's left to help with the fertilizer. So there's really no waste. It's a great way to do it. And then they have some that have a mix of seaweed in there to add to it. You use that every couple weeks. And it's a nice liquid fertilizer. You could also, if you wanted to use, you could use like a Peters fertilizer. They come in like a wettable powder that you mix in a watering can and water put onto the plants. I think adding compost early each year is going to help you just get a stronger soil base, so it's not so rocky. With it being so rocky, you probably have to water more often because the water's just going to go through the soil. Follow a couple of those steps. I think you should be better off long term. If you wanted to, if you're looking to see what's going on with the soil as well, you can get a soil sample taken. Maybe send a soil sample. Right now, Natural Alternatives is doing a special Natural Alternative. They have a website and a phone number. If you actually are listening on the other side of after 9, that we're going to be talking with Victoria from there. But they're offering a free soil test right now where you can send it to them and they'll give you results of it. You've got to use the coupon code SOILTEST. Their website is naturalalternative.com. And you can call them tomorrow at 888-546-5941.
Okay.
And you can ask them, for the soil test if that's what you're looking to do. They also have some other fertilizers as well you could look at.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you, Patrick. Yeah, because my brother and I, we be competing every year. He live in Myrtle Beach, and every year he be killing me.
Well, let's beat him this year and keep us up to date on what's going on.
Okay, thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Victoria from Natural Alternatives. We'll be right back, guys, in a couple minutes. We'll get you started with more questions after that, too.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.